I've been with GCP or Grace GCP since 1997. I started off in a sales position, which was the first sales job I'd ever had.
Oh,
I'd
cool.
always been on the technical side. I did that for about a year, moved back into tech services, and I've been in technical services since then. So a little over 21 years.
Wow.
Well, actually almost 22 years.
Awesome.
My 40th year in the concrete industry.
Oh, so where were you before? Here.
I was at a company called Florida Mining Materials as a tech service director for the North Division of their concrete group. Spent some time in Texas and ready mix and also in Louisiana. Always in the South.
What drew you to concrete?
That's a good question. I was offered a scholarship to go to school and learn about concrete. My senior year in high school, I didn't know anything about concrete. And so yes, exactly. My first job was in 1979 at a pre-stress plant.
I've noticed a commonality between a lot of you concrete guys, like you and Larry Roberts comes to mind. Is the allure of concrete because it's just so complex? It's almost infinite, or it is infinite, the amount of mixed designs you can come up with. And I'm just wondering what the allure is. It kind of fascinates me the more I learn about it, but I'm such a novice compared to you guys, so.
Right. The attraction to concrete is that it's gray, it's hard, it's supposed to be hard anyway, and it's going to crack, but then there's a lot of things beyond that. So even though a lot of the problems are the same, there's always something slightly different about it. So it's like a big puzzle,
So I can see
right?
how that'd be
It's like a
attractive,
big
yeah.
puzzle, so you're trying to solve this puzzle. That's what we do. We solve problems. Either by coming up with a product like the RC40,
segue.
or taking a product and using it in a different way, or maybe using a different product of one that's already developed.
All
It's
right.
really exciting when you develop one and you get to use it right away and it works, which
Yeah,
all of
that's.
our products are that way at first, and then we put them in the field and we find out, oh,
Yeah,
well,
the field's a little
yeah,
different.
right. So like Concera, you put the Concera out there to make flowing concrete, and then you find out that, hey, it really works really well with lightweight concrete too, right? Because it changes the rheology. So there's
Oh,
always things
interesting.
like that where you
That's like a happy
continue,
discovery or
yeah,
something.
exactly. You're continuing to morph the product into other uses.
Yeah. We were talking about solving problems. Is that, it sounds like that may have been how they came to develop Clarina RC40. Can you maybe set us up with how that came to be?
Sure. So there's been a lot of interest from ready-mix producers over the last few years, especially on what to do with concrete that comes back to the plant. According to NRMCA, that's 3 to 5% of the concrete produced. Whether that's rejected loads or just leftover concrete from a job where they didn't need to use everything that was in the truck, there's still a lot of issues on what to do with that. And then there's the water involved too, because you have to wash it out, you have to collect the water, you can't let the water leave the site most of the time. And so there's been a lot of interest. There have been other products show up on the market to deal with the return concrete. We'd seen some of those, we had looked at some other solutions, and then just really, someone in our R&D department came up with this idea and tried it of the Clarina RC40, and it worked. And then we were all basically like, that's brilliant. It's fantastic. And for a couple of reasons. One, it's not a chemical, so we don't have to deal with the chemical side of it. It's very simple. You just put it in, and then the concrete essentially goes from being concrete back to being like a sand and stone mix, and there's no water. So you don't have to deal with water runoff. You don't have to wash the truck out. So not having to use water as part of the process is a great thing. So now you have this granular material that you can, either use as a sell it to someone for a base material, or you can put it back through the concrete plant and use it as aggregate.
Can you go into a little bit more of how it works? Do you like I know it's so it's non-chemical, that's interesting. Because a lot of our we have a lot of chemical admixtures.
Yeah, so basically it's absorbing the water and out of the concrete mix, and it's taking the cement or cementitious material which needs that water and making it ineffective, so it can't.
It's almost like it's reversing the process.
Right, that's exactly what it's doing in a sense. It's just taking that mixture of basic mixture of cementitious powders, water, aggregates, and it's taking that water back out. It's tying up all the cement particles so that it can't bind the stone and sand together anymore. So we've taken the glue out of the concrete mix. It's not glue anymore.
It almost sounds like you're like reversing time.
It's time travel. Exactly.
How do concrete mixes that use RC40 compare to those that would use just a similar coarse or fine aggregate? Is there any differences?
So what we've seen is, if you use a very small percentage of replacement of your aggregate, say 10%, you probably won't notice any difference. Mm-hmm. And we've even gone up to 40% replacement of the virgin aggregates and seen very good results. The people that place and finished what we've looked at have not seen a big difference, and even the strength, air results, all the plastic properties, hardened properties, we really don't see the difference.
It sounds negligible.
Right. So, with different materials, we're going to have to test at various sites to find out what that number is they can go to without changing the properties. But we've been up to 40% replacement with a number of locations.
That's significant.
Yep.
And you mentioned too the statistic about up to 5% of concrete loads are rejected annually, which I think historically meant that was just wasted concrete, right?
Yeah. So it's not 5% of the loads; it's 5% of the volume.
I see.
So and it's not all rejected concrete. Like I said, someone may order 100 yards and they use 95, so you got 5 yards coming back to the plant. Got to do something with that. Now there are ways that you can reclaim that concrete, loading on top of it, sending it back to the job. But a lot of times it's been on the truck too long. You need to send that truck somewhere where you don't want to do that. So there's a bunch of different things that ready mix producers have done over the years. Reclaimers, not too popular anymore.
What is reclaim? Is that an actual person or is that a machine?
A reclaimer is a machine where you put it in, there's water involved, and it's essentially washing out the cement and separating the sand and stone out.
Sounds like a very laborious process.
It is, and it's a high maintenance piece of equipment. A lot of them end up as giant paperweights in the concrete yard. So they're not used after a while because they're very expensive to maintain. They also will pour it into a form and create like bunker blocks, things like that. Some people do use for like their stockpiles of aggregates, so separate those. So it's a big block of concrete that they can stack together, like a big Lego.
Okay.
And they will sometimes sell those to someone else and to use. But that has a limited market because you have limited number of forms, and if you get a lot of concrete coming back, a lot of them will just pour the concrete out on the ground, and then it ends up into a big pile. Mm-hmm. And over time, they'll have somebody come in and crush that, and then they'll use that crushed concrete material as a base, usually on a project somewhere. And those are the things that are usually done with it. Most commonly, it's either goes into blocks or it's just put out on the ground and then put into a pile and somebody crushes it.
It almost seems like, based on what the old ways of handling the excess concrete, that what RC40 does is it eliminates the middleman. When I say the middleman, I mean like a reclaimer or the process of piling it and then crushing it. It's eliminating that middle process, so you're saving a lot of time and potentially money, right?
Right. So you're going to save money versus crushing it for the most part. If you can, cheaper than a reclaimer, we haven't run those exact numbers, but again, you're essentially treating it, turning it back into an aggregate that you can use in the truck instead of having another piece of equipment there. So yeah, you're taking the reclaimer out of the picture there, taking the crusher out. You know, it's because the crusher is basically turning it into an aggregate or type of aggregate. And the only thing that, again, if you're using it and you're using it to fill concrete forms, selling those blocks, using them yourself, then you're going to keep doing that most likely with some of your concrete. But again, typically you have more concrete coming back than you have forms available when you do that.
All right, great. Is Carina RC40 unlike any other? Was it an additive or an admixture? What do you call it?
It's not an admixture.
It's definitely not.
It's a concrete treatment.
Treatment
is what
okay.
I would say.
Is there anything else existing in the market today that's similar? Or it sounds
well.
So
there's some
unique
products that are similar as far as treating returned concrete, but they certainly don't treat it the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
It does seem like a differentiator.
It's absolutely different than anything else in the market.
I think it's still wrong about that. Okay, great. Is there any, this one's a little touchy, so I understand if you can't answer it. I'm trying to get into, you said we've had a number of clients that have used it and found success. I'm just wondering, is there any like anecdotal evidence that you'd want to mention here of like maybe a good success story? And you don't have to mention any proper names. I'm just trying to think of like a specific case.
Yeah, we've got one customer that I spoke to just this week that just ordered 8 pallets because they started using it and found it easy to use. That is a lot. Found it easy to use. They're trying to understand how they're going to run it back through the plant and those kind of things.
Okay.
We've got another customer in the Carolinas that's really an early adopter, and they've purchased quite a lot of it and had very good success with treating the trucks and reusing some of that material. So yeah, it's starting to gain some momentum.
It shows a lot of promise.
It does have a lot of promise. Solves a lot of problems.
What's that?
It solves a lot of problems.
Yes, yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Okay, so given that it does seem to be getting adopted more now, what do you see? Is there other things that they're going to develop with it, or is it kind of good as is? Because I know it sounds like you guys are really trying to test what the limits are for this product.
Yeah, I think the things that we'll be working on is more about how to get it in the truck
mm-hmm.
and things like that, how to dose it, if you will. I think our customers are really good at finding ways to do things and also finding ways to use the material. And we know some of them will sell it again as a base material, some will reuse it in the concrete, and I'm sure some of them will come up with some other ideas that we haven't thought of yet.
I was gonna say, do you have? I don't want to ask if you have an opinion on what the best is. It better for a bigger producer or a smaller one? It sounds like any concrete producer could probably find a way to leverage it, right, to improve their business.
Yeah, sure. There are some sites where water control is a huge deal, and so for that producer, especially on a smaller site, they don't have a lot of room for storage. You don't want to stack it up because that takes up space. You drive by a concrete plant and see a mountain of concrete pile there, that's a lot of space used up. So for some producers, certainly it's going to be more of a problem solver than others who may have a bigger yard and room and already have a crusher, those kind of things. But the guy that's looking to not have as much wash water, so you don't have to wash the truck out again, doesn't have room to pile up a big pile, and certainly it doesn't have enough blocks to fill up to make bunker blocks. It's gonna solve 3 problems for that producer.
Yeah, those sound like those are like day to day things, and then if you extrapolate
absolutely.
That over like a year,
oh,
that's
sure.
huge
sure.
efficiency savings.
Absolutely.
All right, awesome. I got everything I wanted to know about Klein RC40. Is there anything that, but I don't know what I don't know. Is there anything that you want, particularly concrete producers and just a general concrete constituency to know about RC40 that we may not have said yet?
The only thing I would say is if someone hasn't tried it, it's the easiest thing in the world to try. I mean, you don't need a dispenser. You don't need to do it. All you have to do is get some in and put it in the truck and see if it works for you. I mean, we know it'll work. See if it's the right solution. That's
all right,
what
awesome.
I would say.
Thank you very much.